Well, in scouting, it was very much. We had a good group leader. What I had to know, I knew Morse code, I knew semaphore, had to, and had to be able to signal 60 words a minute, which I did. And I used to teach Glenora Brownies or Girl Guides semaphore. I also belonged to 125th Robertson Wesley Girl Guides. Oh, it was Robertson then. But the Latvian Girl Guides are different. There are four steps that you have to go through to get your badges, to get your emblems, etc. I was the youngest and at the top at age 14, because you had to know Latvian history, Latvian geography. You had to have a 90 average in school. What else? You had to be a cook. You had to be like St. John's Ambulance. Yeah, you had to know your first aid. You had to know how to erect a tent, how to totally build a camp. So us girls that you see there, yeah, we had our shovels, and sometimes we didn't even have shovels. We got pieces of metal somewhere, and we dug the outhouse. The outhouse was really very interesting. You just dug a trench and about 2 or 3 feet deep. Yeah, that was one. We used to build Indian, what they called Indian wells. That is, you go close to a lake, and about 2, 3 feet away, you dig a hole, and in it seeps filtered water from the lake, which you cover, and that is then used for cooking. We had to follow, what would you call them? It was a competition, four or five groups, I forgot what they're called now, but five girls or six girls in, and they're called the gulls and the magpies and the eagles and the whatever birds' names. That was what we had. So the four of us had to compete, and we had to follow what was known as markings to where you walk. You had to be able to walk 1 kilometer in 8 minutes, and you were timed on it. Competition, they let you in the woods, and you had to survive. Well, they provided food, etc. You had to know how to make for so many people. Like we were what were we? Close to 20 to make supper, how much, etc., from what we had. What Andra gave us sometimes, great big bones like this. But hey, they made good soup. I'm not complaining. Lots of cabbage, potatoes, good stuff. Yeah. Had to be able to swim. It was survival skills, how to do what where. And you were tested on it systematically. What else did we? Yeah, we competed. We went on jamborees. We were in Schwarzwald, and meaning Black Forest, but not the Black Forest. There were a lot of Schwarzwalds. And we had our DP camp, like Mr. Wilmuth, yeah, that you saw in the picture. He was, I forget what he was for our DP camp, but I remember in our sports competitions when we had, yeah, and I won something. He was the one who presented me with a piece of paper or whatever. He kept us off the streets. What do you think we would have done? Besides, even from childhood, I remember that such a thing as a free day was hard to come by. You were kept busy. You had to learn this, you had to do that, you had to do the other thing. Girl Guides were a lot of fun. We also did performances like where you saw on the Lego. Well, we're out in a TB sanitarium performing for the as Girl Guides and Scouts. We competed with our boys. Yeah, we went on, sometimes 20-mile hikes. And I know, like at the Baltic Sea, there was the competition of getting your tent up, who was the first, yeah? And, you know, it sounds very easy, but remember, those were those hard, what is that stiff material that they used to use?
Canvas.
Oh my gosh. One tent, you drop it on yourself, you won't walk for a day. And us girls, 12, 13, you know, trying to get all those pegs in and trying to tighten it. And then at night we'd go raiding into the boys' camp and undo the pegs and collapse the tents. Oh, heck yes. We had night games too. Oh, hell yes. And you had to stand on guard at night. Oh, heck yes. Doesn't that give you hair on your... And I remember, you know, in every country there are those artistically whatever people. And so we're in this camp, and there was actually in the woods, and it just had a country road, because everything, you know, in Europe is copathetic because it's so close together. So we're out... two of us, yeah, we're doing the camp routine. And you had to, because there could be nonsense at night. If the Germans found out the Latvian Girl Guides are there, we'd be hit. So, for most of the time, we coexisted reasonably. But you'd always have the nutty ones. So anyways, on this road, Zyga, and the little one, she's as old as me, she just never grew. Okay? We are patrolling, and all of a sudden, from the campfire, you know, there's a shadow. We see this great big female with a red something, and with the flames, it looks like it's on fire. My feet went cold. But it was a woman and her husband taking a walk. But let me tell you, it scared the dickens out of me. Yeah? And we had trouble with some of the other girls. Like, sure, I was scared, but you don't overcome it, you don't get any worse. And we had one came in, I'm so scared, I can't stand it. Out! You had no empathy, sympathy, whatever. You're a girl guide, you do it. Then, oh yeah, and in the morning, we're on a very steep hill. This is the same camp, okay? And the lake, beautiful lake, and beneath. So just the incline is about so. And so in the mornings, you're given so many minutes to get dressed, so many to wash up, so many to eat, and then you're into whatever you're doing. So of course, I love my free time, so I'm the first one dashing with my towel and soap down to the lake. And oh my God, where I'm barefoot. And in front of me is a black adder. And I can't stop because I'm on an incline. Okay? I outran the snake. Would you believe? No, because it was the incline. You know, when you go down. Well, I'll tell you what. If you expose children to danger, they're aware of their surroundings. And we were exposed, like, after the bombs fell on us, etc., etc., do you think that such a thing as being hurt was in question? It was insignificant. Most of us went barefoot, like in competitions. I never had any runners, so I competed running in bare feet on gravel. And let me tell you, your feet get used to it. And then when I finally got a pair of, I couldn't run in those. So I took them off and I ran barefoot. Sounds ridiculous, it isn't. So there were sports competitions. We had art exhibitions, like these dolls. We also had to compete like the five girls, the little groups. The best time of my life. The darn thing was that if you didn't behave in school, you could be ousted from school and Girl Guides. If your books had what we call pig's ears, you know, you didn't get your 5, which is the best mark you can get. Our marks were 5, 4, 3. So in comparison, 5 is 10 or 100, 4 is 80, 3 is 60, and you were really considered stupid if you had a 3 is 60. Inspection was terrific. I loved my Girl Guides so much that without my parents pushing me, I had to be good in school. But I had also very, very good teachers. Character. Oh God, you had to be honest, you had to be clean, you had to behave.